Hi, thank you for calling. This is David. How can I help?
I'm calling this number back. I have multiple missed calls from it.
Yes. Sorry about that. This is David, and you're calling Local Splash. Is this Lift and Level Concrete Solutions?
Yeah, who am I calling? I'm sorry.
Local Splash. Well, we were hoping to speak with the person who handles the online listing for your business, Lift and Level.
Yeah, you got... Okay, hold on a second. All right, hold on.
Sure thing.
You guys have been calling me, like, every day, and I keep telling you that I personally tried to open my own Google business account, and it got blocked. So I'm going through a marketing agency right now to help me unblock it so that I can have Google business listing. Right now, there's nothing online. I need to try and ask you for my sanity because you guys are calling me every single day. What is it exactly that you do?
Well, same thing, marketing and advertising. And we're a premier partner of Google. We can help you with your issue with Google, right? Sir?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
SEO.
I understand that, but... Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, this is so... What are your questions? I'm the business owner. What are your questions?
Well, we're here to help. We just wanted to help you with your Google and marketing and advertising. That's what our company is. Digital marketing.
All right. Well, I just don't have. I've already sunk close to $6,000 or $7,000 into marketing, and one of the businesses that I've put money into is supposed to be helping me fix my Google account. So I apologize, and I also apologize for being short with you. But like, I've been getting these same calls every day, and I'm just like, right now I can't even do anything because the business. The whole business page thing is like I'm locked out of it until I get it, until I can do the appeal or whatever the hell that I need to do. But like,
that's
right. So what is it that you guys do? If I paid you, you would do what? Run my Google account?
Well, first of all, you said that you're having problems with Google, with your Google account. We can help you with that since we've been doing Google marketing for almost 20 years. And I do have a question since you said that you're currently paying someone who can fix that. Is that right, sir? Are they giving you any updates?
Well, that's the thing is I've actually been trying to get a hold of them and I've been considering canceling my excuse me, I'm trying to eat lunch. I'm working my 9-to-5 right now.
It's okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get in touch with them because I've been considering terminating my business deal with them because they're horrible at communication. And
okay, that's a bad thing.
They've taken three or four payments from me, and I haven't heard from them in like 2 weeks.
Payments. Okay, so you haven't heard. Okay, so you paid them 3 to 4 times now, and they haven't even given you any updates on what type of things they're fixing on your Google or anything at all.
Yeah, that's the thing. Each time I talk to them, they make it sound real promising. And, I mean, there's, like, legal documents and stuff to be signed, so I don't necessarily think that I'm being scammed, but... The business, like the actual business that they've been doing isn't very professional.
Okay, that's true. That's very awful for a marketing company, especially when dealing with your Google business profile. Plus, have you signed any contracts with them?
I did, but they said that business with them isn't, what's the word? Like, I could cancel at any time.
Okay, you can cancel any time. Okay, so it's like a monthly subscription. Oh. Well, this is where we actually specialize. Like I mentioned earlier, we have been a Google partner for 20 years, and we're the leading SEO marketing in the market right now. Well, we can actually help you with that since you're having problems. You're locked up right now on your Google business profile. We can probably help you with that. And we just wanted to check if this might be a good fit for us. Of course, as well to take on the responsibility of your company as well. And
okay.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name, sir. My name is David, and you're calling Local Splash.
My name is Lee Daniel,
Lee.
And I'm a part owner. My uncle is a silent partner. He's just an investor. I run the business.
Okay. So you just you make the marketing decisions on behalf of the company, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's good. Well, just wanted to ask, how long has your business been licensed and insured? Or how long have you been in business for?
I officially filed with the state in February of this year. And
February 2025. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I'm fully insured, but my business, what I do, does not require me to be licensed.
Okay, understood. Some businesses doesn't need any licenses. I get that.
Eventually, yeah, I mean, it's like an intricate thing. The particular work I do, I could work on things that would require licenses, but since I don't have the license, there are other avenues that I can venture down without needing it. Like, for instance,
okay.
Not that I don't think it necessarily matters to you, but basically, I lift sunken concrete with polyurethane foam instead of ripping it out and replacing it. So I can do anything.
Oh.
I can do anything that's not structural.
Okay, I've seen that type of lift and leveling concrete. Foam that you insert in between cracks and
yes.
You lift the concrete. Yeah, I've seen those videos
exactly.
Online. Yeah, that's
So that's what I do. So. Yeah, so I do that. I just don't do anything structural. As long as I don't do anything structural, I don't need a license.
Okay, that's good. Well, that's actually a good type of business because I've been seeing that type of lift using a foam for a few years now, and I believe you have a good business. And, okay, well, by the way, how far do you typically travel from your home base?
I'm willing to travel 60 miles.
Willing 60 miles. Okay, that's good. All right, well, if we can fix that Google business profile of yours, since you're locked out, and potentially promote the business, of course, all in all. And I assume you would consider moving with us today, right? Even if you said that you're paying someone?
It all depends, you know, because the other, well, break down exactly what you guys would do and what would it cost me. Because here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
The marketing company that I went with that's supposed to be helping, they're actually, and this is horrible that I can't think of it, but I'm trying to think of it so I could tell you in case you've heard of them.
The business, the company name? Yeah, sure. It would be
I'm trying. Milestone Marketing. Do you know that?
Milestone Marketing.
Milestone Marketing. That's what they're called. Anyway, they're actually like a magazine publication. But then we can also offer you these Google, they call them Google clicks or something. They said they could guarantee me 10,000 Google clicks a month or something.
Oh, I see now. So they also offer Google Marketing in some level. But to be honest, since they're initially a magazine marketing company, but with us, we started as a Google Marketing company back in 2006. So there's quite a big difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we might be able to help you more than the magazine company. Not too bad.
So what?
Companies. Yeah.
No, I understand that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're curious, well, let me pull up the pricing and the program that comes with it, as well as how we can be able to help you. And actually, I sent this information to my manager, and he might be able to help you, and you guys can discuss the technical side, to be honest. It's not my expertise when it comes to that.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so Aubrey, my manager, is going to jump on online, and going to help you. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. Of course, we're here to help since you're having some problems with your Google.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. You have a good one.
Please stay on the line so he can talk to you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, David. I'll take it from here. How are we doing this afternoon, Lee?